We're here with income investing expert Roger Conrad, editor of the Energy and Income Advisor and the just-launched website Capitalist Times. How are you doing, Roger?
Great, Dave. How are you?
Very good. In recent weeks, we've seen a jump up in interest rates. Do you consider this a temporary move, or is this the start of a major trend towards even higher rates?
Well, you know, if we're talking about the what's considered the benchmark 10-year Treasury rate and the interest rates that sort of key off of that, like mortgage rates and so forth, I think we can probably look forward to higher interest rates going forward. I'm not sure if this will be a how dramatic the rise will be. I think you've got to get economic growth behind rising interest rates for them to stick. And we've seen, of course, over and over again in the last 10 years, really, how interest rates have spiked up and then growth has not been behind it and then rates have come off again. So, I mean, that's definitely one part of it. But I do think those rates are very likely going to go higher. I mean, what the distinction is that people need to make, though, is how that affects corporate borrowing rates, because, of course, the corporate borrowing rates are what can take a big bite out of profits. They've been a real big force for companies that have do a lot of capital spending and so forth. So that's hugely important, and that's really what the competition for, if to the extent there is, with dividend-paying stocks. And at this point, what we have is a situation where companies have been pushing off their refinancing needs, and they can basically walk away when the market tightens up. So, you know, as long as we have this demand for bonds, and particularly from institutions, I think you're going to have a seller's market for corporate bonds. And in fact, right now we have bonds on Enterprise Products Partners that come due in 2068, and they have a yield to maturity of just a little over 4%. So that's still very, very low. And again, it just tells us that corporate borrowing rates are very low, and that's really the major thing, I think, to watch out for when we're talking about rising interest rates.
Okay, you mentioned an oil company. You recently referred to Francis Total as a bargain price super oil. Could you explain why that stock is so attractive?
Well, one thing that I think a lot of people need to, or everybody needs to keep in mind with energy stocks is, you know, they go up and down with energy prices, but really what drives value over the long term is going to be production growth. And can a company increase its reserves, increase its production over time? Now, if you look at super oils like Total, like Chevron and Exxon and others, it's very hard to maintain a rising production profile over time. And the main reason is just simply because they're so big and they have reserves all over the world. They have such large production rates. And so it takes a lot of hard work and skillful exploration and so forth, good company management to have a rising production profile. Well, Total is one of those that does have a rising production profile, like Chevron, which is another that is doing the same thing. But the difference is that because it's domiciled in Europe, that's where its headquarters are, it trades at a discount to other or to the super oils that trade in the United States. And that's because of Europe's obvious problems that everybody's aware of, and the perception that because Europe is struggling, that the super oils operating there are struggling as well. But that's definitely not true. You see that in the numbers. They're paid in U.S. dollars because that's what the price of oil is. That's what oil's priced in. So, rising production profile, a discounted valuation because of association in Europe, and I think that produces a pretty big yield that is continuing to grow. So I think those are good reasons to look at Total. I'd say my favorite super oil is probably Chevron, but I think it's a little expensive right now. And I think in this market, you're definitely punished for chasing stocks that have run up and as well as for selling stocks that may be temporarily out of favor. That's a consequence of a market run that's dominated by institutions, lots of trading, and lots of money sloshing around, so a lot of momentum. And if you follow it, you're going to get burned. Total is an example of a really strong value in that energy space.
Great. You've long been considered one of the industry's leading experts on master limited partnerships, and I know one you're particularly bullish on now is Kinder Morgan Energy Partners. Could you give a brief explanation why income investors should look at that?
Well, master limited partnerships have a few major attractions for people. One being that the dividend is paid in most of these paid partly return of capital, so you don't pay a tax on it until you sell, it comes off your cost basis, so that's a formidable tax advantage for investors, particularly with investment taxes going up this year. But also, we're in the midst of a big American energy boom, and that means that not only there's a lot more production going on, but also a lot of huge needs for what's called midstream energy in assets, such as pipelines, such as processing centers, such as gathering pipelines that take the gas and oil from various wells and so forth. So all these things are basically fee-based businesses, and what Kinder does is goes out and builds these assets or buys them and then signs them into, signs the producers or shippers or marketers or whoever they are, the customers, into long-term contracts that are based on fees. So they've shut out the commodity price side of the equation, but they are benefiting as this American energy boom goes on and more infrastructure is needed. So Kinder yields are right now around 6%. It's been one that's been undervalued, I think, by many investors because there's been a lot of publicity about the general partner. And you know, when you have a limited partner, a general partner, the general partner does get a lion's share of the take. So investors look at how much the take is and relative to limited partners. And in Kinder's case, it's larger than most, but you are compensated for that by a higher yield. And if you look at Kinder's peers, their yield anywhere 2% or percentage points less than Kinder does. And Kinder's growing that dividend 6 to 7% a year. So that's a really good combination. It's a very low-risk combination. And it's also, it conveys some tax advantages. So this one was a lot cheaper a few weeks ago, but it's still, I think, a pretty fairly priced in the mid-80s.
Well, thank you. You've given our all listeners a lot of interesting information to think about. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Steve.